In the race to represent Arizona's 2nd Congressional District, gun violence is not just a political issue, it's personal. This is the seat Democrat Gabby Giffords held until she resigned after being shot in an assassination attempt. Her top aide, Ron Barber, was wounded in that same attack. He went on to win Giffords' seat. Barber is now once again in a close race against the same opponent he faced 2 years ago. And Giffords' presence has suddenly become controversial. Ted Robbins has the story.
Gabby Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, are not campaigning directly for Democrat Ron Barber in southern Arizona, as they did 2 years ago. This time, it's through their super PAC, Americans for Responsible Solutions. The PAC was set up to promote stronger gun laws, and it's been running some tough, emotional TV ads attacking Barber's opponent, Republican Martha McSally. This one features a Tucson woman named Vicky.
My daughter was just 19 when she told her boyfriend the relationship was over, and he got a gun, and he shot her and my husband.
He had threatened her before, and I knew. I just knew.
Martha McSally opposes making it harder for stalkers to get a gun.
I don't think she really understands how important that is to a lot of women.
That got a swift, harsh response from Martha McSally.
I was disgusted by that ad.
Not terribly surprising that a candidate would be offended by an ad suggesting she was somehow responsible for a double murder. But then McSally startled people by saying the ad bothered her for another reason. McSally said she had been the victim of a stalker.
So it is personally offensive to me because I know what it's like to live in fear. And in addition, I put the uniform on every day and put my life on the line.
Martha McSally was the first female U.S. Air Force combat pilot. She says she was stalked and held hostage while on assignment. She wouldn't give details. The Arizona Republic condemned the ad in an editorial as base and vile. But Pia Carasone stands behind the ad. Carasone is executive director of Americans for Responsible Solutions.
It is intense. It's an intense issue. People die every day in this country from gun violence.
The actual issue here, as often happens in campaigns, is obscured. It's about gun ownership. Stalkers convicted of felonies cannot legally own guns. Stalkers convicted of misdemeanors can. Giffords' group calls that the stalker gap, and it wants that gap closed. The PAC also wants background checks for private sales at places like gun shows. Martha McSally is on record as being opposed to any new laws restricting gun ownership. So the ad may have been over the top, but technically it was correct. McSally's opponent, Ron Barber, was mum about the ad, but he supports Gabby Giffords on the issue.
I believe that the only way to stop stalkers who might have a gun and might hurt somebody because of that is to expand the background check system so that 40% of the gun sales in this country cannot be made outside of the background check system.
Martha McSally doesn't support expanding background checks, but she has changed her mind on stalkers. She now says she agrees those convicted of misdemeanors should be barred from owning guns. Pia Carasone counts that as a victory for Gabby Giffords' PAC. But she says the Arizona race is just one of 11 House and Senate races it's pumping money into, all of them important.
From a business perspective, we don't want to lose, right? We're in the business of winning. We're in the business of changing minds.
Yet the website Open Secret says Americans for Responsible Solutions has so far spent nearly $1 million to keep Giffords' old seat from turning Republican. That's almost double the amount it's spent on any other race.
Personally, of course, it'd be a loss for us.
2 years ago, the gun violence against Gabby Giffords and Ron Barber was fresh for southern Arizona. Sympathy almost certainly played a part in deciding the race. It's not yet clear how much Gabby Giffords' support means this year. For NPR News, I'm Ted Robbins.